We'll call the meeting to order this morning, and I hope that everyone is doing well, staying safe, and staying sane amidst everything that's going on. So let's dive right in. We're going to just go through, after talking with Ms. Burson, we're just going to go straight through the agenda today, through our regular agenda, and then on into executive session.
So we have Commissioner Edwards.
Great. She's on. Okay, wonderful. All right, so item number two is approval of the minutes from last meeting. Hopefully everyone's had an opportunity to take a look at those. Any questions, comments, changes anybody wants to make? Okay, very good. All right, with that, we will move into the consent calendar. Are there any matters on the consent calendar that any commissioner wants to take out? All right. Seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
Move to
That's
good. So
move
the consent agenda.
Okay. All right. So moved.
All right. We had two people.
We had two. All right.
We played star and key.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Whoever. Fine.
I need to know.
Keen. Yeah, Keen. Yeah, we'll go Keen. That's fine. Okay, very good. All right. So Commissioner Keen has moved that we adopt the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay, seeing none. Very good. Consent calendar is passed. All right. Yes. Commissioner Fiskum. Yes.
This is Commissioner Fiskum. I just wanted you to know that my screen shows that one of our real guests, not commissioners, is on now. Casey Kula, or Kula, if I'm saying that right, for a future agenda item. Your call as to how to handle that.
Okay.
Excellent. This is a public meeting. They can be there.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Appreciate it. Okay, and we have then item number 12, which is Bricklayers Local 1. Can we get staff reporting this?
Yeah, I'll be really quick about this. So, item number 12, essentially we had filed two quarters. The fourth quarter 2019 was a day late. The first quarter 2020 was 2 days late. So my recommendation is a letter of education for quarter four, and no reduction on quarter one, seeing that's under the minimum $50.
Okay. All right. Any questions from commissioners?
I move approval of the recommended.
Okay. All right. So moved by Commissioner Starr. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll go for a vote.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
There's a delay.
Commissioner Burke?
I think we...
He's not muted.
Commissioner Burke, are you with us?
I think he's fallen off.
Okay.
Let's just go on.
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Edwards.
Can you get it back?
Yeah, see if we can.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner Keene.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason.
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon.
Aye.
All right. Commissioner Burke, are you back with us?
Commissioner Burke?
All right, yeah. Mom, if you could just see if we can get him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Yeah, I think we can proceed
okay,
at this point.
Chair Sosa.
Yeah, aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay.
Okay. Item number 13.
Item 13, yes.
Is very similar to item number 12. The third quarter 19 was late. We do a letter of education for that. Waived $130. Quarter one of 20 was also late by 8 days, and my recommendation is reduce it to the minimum of $50 penalty for a second violation.
Okay. All right. Any questions from commissioners? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, this is Commissioner Fiskum. I'll move the staff recommendation on item number, whatever it is, 13.
Okay. All right, so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke? He's not. Okay. Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keen?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa, or Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. All right.
Burke's back.
You bet. Yes. Commissioner Burke, you with us?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Very good. Glad to have you back. Okay. All right. Very good. So we will move on then to stipulated final orders, item 14.
Okay. Chair Sosa, Commissioners, this is Diane Gould, Commission staff. I will take agenda items 14 through 21 since they're all the same circumstances. So these eight public officials are currently or were members of the Board of Directors for the Bartow Water Improvement District located in Wasco County. Each of the board members participated in multiple executive sessions in violation of ORS 192-660 when the prerequisites were not met and or impermissible topics were discussed. The complainant in this case was the former office manager of the district and filed these cases after his employment was terminated. The commission found violations on June 29th of 2018, and each of these board members has now agreed to a settlement calling for a letter of education. Each signed stipulated final order is the same, aside from the different number of executive sessions they attended. And these orders are in your meeting book for approval.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Gould. Okay, any questions from commissioners for staff? All right. Seeing none, I will entertain a motion in regard to item 14.
This is Commissioner Sorkin. I'll move to approve number 14.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion on the motion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
We're missing Starr. Aren't we missing that?
Oh, we missed his face.
Oh. I think we lost Commissioner Starr.
Okay.
Okay. Commissioner DeBerg?
Commissioner Starr, try unmuting.
He's not there.
It looks like we lost him. Okay.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keen?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. I will entertain a motion in regard to item number 15.
Mr. Chair, this is Mr. Fiskum. Same motion to approve recommendation of item 15.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any discussion on this one? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
It's not there yet.
We're getting it back on.
Okay. Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keen?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Item number 16. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Fiskum, same motion to approve the staff recommendation on item number 16.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr? Oh, Mason, move on. Okay. Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Item 17. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Fiskum, I will move that we approve the stipulated final order on item number 17.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
And past our Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Item number 18. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Fiskum moves approval of the stipulated final order on item number 18.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Item 19.
Did you guys notice that Fiskum got younger and better looking?
Moving approval of the stipulated final order on item number 19 with a nod to my technology guideline guider, my daughter. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion on item 19? All right, roll call vote.
Just a second.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
He doesn't have a strong connection.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Starr's still on.
No, he's there.
He's on.
Commissioner Starr?
Oh, no microphone.
Commissioner Starr, are you with us? There he is.
There he is. Go ahead and say it.
Commissioner Starr?
I'm with you now.
Okay, very good, sir. All right.
Chair Sosa.
Aye. Okay. All right. Item number 20. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Fiskum moves approval of the stipulated final order regarding item number 20.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right. Item number 21. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Fiskum moves approval of the stipulated final order regarding item number 21.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, item 22, staff report, please.
Chair Sosa, commissioners, item 22 is a stipulated final order for Jenny Carlson, a city councilor in St. Helens. Ms. Carlson's attorney, Tracy Frazier, had indicated she would be calling in. I don't know if she's with us. This is the fourth of five cases involving an executive session held by the St. Helens City Council in May of 2019. The executive session was convened under ORS 192-660-2E and H, primarily to discuss a real estate transaction. Unfortunately, the discussion exceeded the scope authorized by the provisions cited. At its last meeting in March, the commission made preliminary findings of violation for one of the other counselors and entered stipulated final orders for two other counselors. The stipulated order in your meeting books provides for Ms. Carlson to receive a letter of education, and we recommend approval of this order.
Excellent. Thank you, Ms. Myers. Any questions for staff? Okay. Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move approval of the order on item number 22.
Thank you, Commissioner Starr. Any discussion on the motion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Item 23, staff report, please.
Good morning. Nice to see everybody. This is Lisa Kinsman. Chair Sosa and commissioners, this is the matter of Dusty Craig, 19-201 ELC. Mr. Craig was a city councilor in the city of Scotts Mills at the time the incidents and the complaint occurred. Mr. Craig failed to properly announce the conflict of interest at two city council meetings regarding an appeal of two citations he received regarding violations on his property in Scotts Mills. He also attempted to use his position to avoid financial detriment by having a conversation with another councilor regarding the citation. After considering the preliminary review report in this matter, the commission voted to move the matter to investigation. Rather than complete the investigative phase, Mr. Craig wished to settle his case for a letter of education, which was within the range allowed under the penalty matrix. Stipulated final order is signed and by the commission that the meeting will be
Can you repeat that?
Because this meeting is important. I move approval of the stipulated final order on item number 23.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Starr. So moved. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
He's not available right now.
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay.
Point of order, Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Keene.
There's a lot of feedback, at least on the line. It may be coming from the commission room or else. I would just ask that everyone who is on the Skype call mute themselves until they're talking so that we could hear better.
Yes,
thank you all.
Thank you, Commissioner Keene. Yeah, we are hearing someone having a conversation in the background.
That first one.
So, if everyone could please mute themselves until it's their time to speak, that would be much appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on then, we have under the advisory opinions and correspondence, we have items 24 through 30. Did any commissioner have any questions or want to discuss any of those items?
Okay.
Seeing none, then we will move on to item 31, which is the trainer's report.
All right. Good morning, Chair Sosa and commissioners. In your meeting materials, you will find a training report that reflects the training that has taken place since the last commission meeting, as well as the June webinar calendar. So due to COVID-19, training conducted has been limited to webinars and over-the-phone type training. A lot of SEI report filing training has taken place, as well as jurisdictional contact responsibilities and processes. That type of training was done heavily. So with the exception of an on-site training session with Amity Fire District currently, and that's scheduled for mid-June, all other scheduled on-site training sessions were canceled and earmarked for reschedule until the current conditions will allow for them to resume. As an update, however, earlier this week, the city of Troutdale called and rescheduled for July. So hopefully things will be back to normal and we'll be back on track there. So for the future, the feeling is that training will be primarily virtual webinar-type training over on-site training. In fact, I have a two-hour online training session that's covering Oregon Government Ethics Law, so Chapter 244, scheduled for Monday, this coming Monday. Traditionally, these types of webinars have been no more than 1 hour sessions and covering specific subject matter, so like just gifts or conflicts of interest, use of office, use of position, lobby law, that type of thing. Monday's session, however, will be cover all those subject matters, so it will be covering an overview of Chapter 244.
Okay.
So if there are any questions, awesome.
All right. Do any commissioners have any questions for staff regarding training?
Mr. Chair, this is Commissioner Fiskum. It's not a question, it's two comments. First of all, I know we all appreciate Monica's efforts to conduct training in this unusual period. I'd also like the minutes to reflect my compliments to Monica for setting up this Skype meeting.
Yeah.
She took personal interest in my situation because Skype won't load on my Mac, so as I speak, I'm on my wife's PC, and I want to express my appreciation to her for her diligence in setting this up, so thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fiskum. Any other questions or comments regarding the training?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Next is Executive Director's Report. Mr. Burson.
Yeah, thank you, Chair and Commissioners. So we'll start off with the budget. As you know, this COVID situation has had a large effect on the state's budget. The forecast will be coming out, I believe, next week, and then the state will be reacting to that. You might have seen in the news where the governor's asked agencies to submit a plan that cuts 17% of the budget. I just want to tell the commissioners that we are not part of that plan. That plan is for general fund agencies, and as you know, we're an other fund agency. So at this time, we are still running with a surplus of just over $74,000 projected out through the end of the biennium. Currently, we've had no reduction in funds from COVID-19. Probably the biggest effect that COVID-19 has had is, and it really wasn't COVID-19, it was the February session when they had the walkout and they just didn't finish any bills. I think there were some plans to come back and actually do some of these money bills. Then COVID-19 came in, and all those reserves are probably going to be used to try to make up for some of the shortfalls from COVID-19. So I don't believe the legislature is going to come back on the money that we had asked for, or the limitation we had asked for in the February session. Now, there's going to be an e-board meeting they're talking about maybe next week, but I think they have bigger things that they're looking at. They're not looking at our $60-some thousand. So we pretty much should come to the conclusion that the limitation that we've been given is the limitation that we're going to have to operate within in this biennium. But as you said, as I've reported here, we're currently at about $74,000 under that limitation and projection, so I'm not too worried about it. As far as the COVID cycle, we have the only thing that we've actually spent extra money on, other than we did buy some masks the other day, but they haven't come in yet. But I will tell anybody in the room, I brought some masks in today, so if you feel more comfortable, even though we have the distancing here, you're welcome to use the mask that I brought in. But anyway, the agency did have to purchase some laptops and some cell phones. The state went to a double authentication on sign-in, and so when you go to sign-in, the system sends a code to the cell phone, and you have to put that code in to try to prevent any kind of hacking, since it was pretty widely known that the state was going to have a lot of people working from home underneath this COVID-19 model that we have out there. So we spent about $4,700 on laptops and cell phones, but again, that's also in this projection that I've provided. So I think we're going to be fine through 1921. The budget that we're putting in for, or we'll start planning for in the 21-23, I'm not looking at any policy packages. I think it's going to be a very try to stay as is type of budget in the state of Oregon for 21-23. So, but more on that to come. So, understatement of economic interest, the one thing about this COVID-19 that we've really been able to do is the system took care of a lot of the problems with the SEIs, and then David and Kathy have spent a lot of time, and others in the office too, have spent a lot of time just calling people that didn't file before the grace period ended, trying to get those people to get filed and have no penalties. And as of yesterday, we only had 28 SEIs due. So, and all lobbyists and all clients have been reported 100%. So that's over 5,000 SEIs that have been filed timely. So hopefully you're going to see a lot less on that front end of the agenda where we have the consent calendar where people are a little bit late. But really, the credit goes out to Kathy and David and the other staff for actually calling these people during these times and getting them to file while they're on the phone. I can't tell you how many times I heard, if you just have a few minutes, we'll get you filed. And I think Kathy's little in line is you're good till next year or something like that I would hear from my office. So I really appreciate that happening. I think between the staff here has probably saved public officials a lot of headache in the future, a lot of penalties out there. So, but the system did a good job this year as far as taking the SEIs and getting the vast majority of them in there. So I'm pretty happy with the results of the statements of economic interest. So the audit continues. They're starting to do their field work. I think they sent you folks out an email talking about that. I did ask them that they wait a little bit before they start coming in the office and playing with things, because we kind of guard this place pretty well. The building's still locked, and we're not letting the public in at this time. And so they've agreed to do that, but they are continuing with the audit. I think they were looking at midsummer sometime to actually kind of have some type of draft that's out there. So the field work will begin, and that may mean them getting a hold of you folks and if they have any questions. So other things, the interviews are completed for the trainer position. We were down to like three candidates. I guess we have three very good candidates, so I'm going to meet with them the middle of next week, and we'll make a decision and get that person on board. My concern is that there may be a statewide hiring freeze, and this agency only has 9 people in it, and whereas I know in the trainer's report there's not a lot of training going on, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of activity going on, because people are calling this agency on a pretty consistent basis. If you looked at the front end of this agenda, there was a lot of written advice that went out. And so we need that extra body in here for handling those phone calls. So I'm really not willing to give up a position in here that's really crucial to our mission. So I want to get this done. I guess we have three really good candidates. I'm going to have a chance to meet them next week, and we'll make a decision on that. So hopefully by the next meeting, you'll have somebody new to introduce you to. So we continue to use all our resources, as much teleworking as we can do here. Lisa, as you know, is still teleworking, but she's informed me that her husband hasn't been treating any COVID patients for a week now, so we're waiting until after Memorial Day, then she'll be sequestered for 2 weeks in the testing, and so we'll try to bring her in on a, you know, 1 or 2 days a week back in the office. Susan and Diane are already currently doing that, and Monica really hasn't had a chance to telework since she's come back, because she's been putting together this Skype for business meetings. she's really had to spend a lot of time to try to work out the kinks and the bugs in this. I know that we're doing a lot of Zoom meetings, but with the executive session portion of it, it's just not secure enough. I know our director's meeting is on Zoom, and we had a less-than-dressed person run through the other day of our meeting. So I think people, and I don't say photo-bombing, but it's like Zoom-bombing or something like that that's going on. So they recommended this Skype for Business, and so we kind of had to start from scratch, and she did a good job of getting that here. And now we did meet with the governor's office, again, by phone, on the legislative concepts that are submitted. They're in. We've answered any of their questions that they have, and now it's kind of in their hands on what they're going to do with it. We'll make sure. I'm trying to think. Did we give them copies, the commissioners' copies of them?
I don't know.
I guess I can ask that, but we will make sure that you folks all have copies of the concepts as they're written at this point. And we're just now just kind of waiting on the governor's office to give us the go-ahead to go forward, and then we'll start having conversations with the stakeholders out there getting prepared for next January session. So that's all I had, Chair.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Mr. Burson. Do any commissioners have any questions for Mr. Burson about any of these matters? Well, I just want to thank everyone here, our incredible staff, for continuing to do the amazing work that you do in spite of everything. So thank you. All right. With that, then, I'm going to...
Chair Sosa?
Yes. Commissioner Fiskum.
This is Commissioner Fiskum. I was on mute for a second, but all I wanted to do, Ron, is say thank you for your intent to send out the legislative concepts, because I, for one, would like to read them, not to check your work, but mostly just to understand that we're making progress. So thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome to check my work. That's okay. I'd appreciate it if you do that with all your experience before the 90 members. So, but we, as you know, it was a big rush to try to get those in, because that's the one thing that they didn't really change the schedule on underneath this kind of COVID-19 model that we're working underneath. So we got those in. They were in on time. We have answered the questions of the governor's office, and so... I'm happy to provide those to you folks.
Excellent. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from commissioners regarding the executive director report? Okay. Seeing none, I will gavel us out of regular session and into our executive session to consider preliminary reviews pursuant to 244.2604D. ORS 171.778-4D, ORS 192.6851, and possible own motion reviews pursuant to ORS 244.2602D. So for anyone...